Live, local, and late-breaking. It's the city's only last-place evening news team. The Channel 1 Evening News Team with meteorologist Jeff Carruthers. Sports with Obafemi Jones. Co-anchor Katerina Maria Chang Gonzalez. And 36-year veteran news douche Red Messersmith. Good evening. I'm Red Messersmith. In today's top story, a recent poll taken in the Channel 1 news pit shows that 91% of Channel 1 employees want me to retire after tonight's show. 5% don't see the necessity of me finishing even this newscast, where 4% have secretly wished for my death since the mid-90s. Katerina?
Thank you, Red. President Bush arrived in our fair city this morning to formally announce his latest plan for the war in Iraq, where Democrats in the House and in Congress are hoping for an evacuation of troops. I just want Red Messersmith to leave and never come back.
Boy, he sure left traffic at a standstill around here, though, didn't he? I do know that. Hey, how about this tasty tidbit? Fred Bernard of Algonquin, Illinois, grew a 7-pound pumpkin in his garden. It's not even close to a record, but I thought it was pretty interesting. Say, I noticed on the way in here that we've got some really troubling weather brewing outside. Let's go out live on the streets and our own Chris Schuster. Chris, what's going on out there?
Well, Red, for the 300th newscast in a row, my name is Schuster, Chris Schuster. Furthermore, to call tonight's weather troubling may be the underestimation of the year and further emphasizes your idiocy. At 7:15 this morning, we were hit with a hurricane, and my news director, who happens to be Red Messersmith, didn't think we should lead with it. Thousands of residents are without power, hundreds are homeless, several injured, and two are dead. Joining us live on one of the many rain-drenched streets in the city is 61-year-old Bernadette Jones, who lost her home in today's hurricane. Bernadette, let me first ask you, don't you think Red Messersmith should retire already?
Well, I don't know. I reckon I'm more of a Channel 7 viewer myself, to be quite honest.
And do you know if there are any job openings at Channel 7?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but my husband is trapped under what used to be our basement. I really should go right now.
Well, there you have it, Red. Back to you, jerk-off.
Thank you, Chris. Boy, his hair was a mess, wasn't it, Katerina?
Well, he was standing in the heart of a hurricane.
So I hear.
For more on our inclement weather.
Inclement. Now, there's a word I like. I've always loved the word inclement. To me, it just sounds better than saying our crappy weather. I don't know if you feel the same way.
Right. As I was saying, for more on our inclement weather, here's meteorologist Jeff Carruthers. Jeff?
Thanks, Katerina. Oh, and butthole.
Well, as Dr. Rader clearly shows, we're not out of the woods just yet with this weather. In fact, I overheard Red say at lunch he feels he has another good 10, 15 years left in him. As for the mess outside, it's being caused by a warm front of Red's incompetence colliding with a cold front of Red's unlikability. The result of the two merging traits is the worst ratings not only in the state, but in the country. Hey, let's take a look at the extended five-day forecast. On Monday, it looks like I'll be sending out resume tapes to lesser markets. Tuesday, I'll be worried they won't arrive despite my having spent extra to send them express. By Wednesday, you can tell by my sad face icon there that I will have realized the packages did arrive on time, but have been thrown into a pile of other prospective employees vying for a position not currently open. On Thursday, I'll contemplate smothering Red Messersmith with a pillow during his daily 3 o'clock nap, or I might kill myself. And by Friday, I'll be counting the seconds toward 2 days of temporary freedom from the man that is the bane of my existence. Red?
Well, thanks, Jeff. Or should I say no thanks? That doesn't sound like such a promising weather forecast now, does it?
You, Red.
All righty, then. Hey, I've just been handed a sheet of late-breaking news here. It reads, "Why don't you just die, Messersmith? No one wants you here. Sincerely, Katerina." So did you take the kids trick-or-treating last night, Katerina?
I don't have kids, Red. and you know that.
Oh, that's right. You're a lesbian. Hey, with a quick look at sports, here's Obafemi Jones. Obafemi?
It's Friday night on the one, and you know what that means, sports fans. Time to hand out some OBs for this week's wacky, funny sports bloopers.
Yeah, sure.
My
are.
First OB goes out to Matt Leinart for this pass. Whoops.
Oh,
oh, was that a pass?
Oh, God.
Sort of went behind him there, didn't it?
Sure did.
Our second OB goes to Red Messersmith, shown here groping Carruthers' wife's breast during another of his drunken stupors at the Halloween party.
Oh, I hardly remember.
OB number three goes to this footage of me at my desk earlier today giving Red Messersmith my big black middle finger. And my fourth and final OB goes to a crop-dusting squirrel from Bakersfield, California. And that's it.
Priceless.
Red?
Oh, that is great. For my money, I can never get enough of animals doing human activities. Thanks, Obi. You're fat, but you're dang funny. Eat me, hack. And in closing tonight, I'm a butt-licking loser of 70 years. Everyone here hates me, and if I value the lives of my family members, I won't come back to do tomorrow night's show. From all of us at Channel 1, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Stay tuned for MASH. Good night, everybody.